Welcome to Inside the Newsroom, the Sentinel Records weekly podcast from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio that takes a closer look at news and sports in Garland County. With temperatures forecast to drop below freezing this week, it is time to think about the warming shelter that several area churches work together to host for the local homeless population. Sally Carter has been involved in the warming shelter for several years, and she's with us today to talk about the shelter, what items are needed, and how to volunteer to help. To start off with, tell me a little bit about the warming center that y'all have over here at the at St. Luke's.
Okay. We actually don't have a warming center
at
St. Luke's. What we do is St. Luke's Episcopal Church, of course, for years did have a warming shelter there, but it very quickly outgrew us. For years we did have people come in when it was 19 degrees, but we would have anywhere from 30 to 40. But right now, when we open a warming shelter, our average night will be 60. And then if we have temperatures that dip into the teens, if we have snow, you know, we're looking upwards to 80. I know last year we had 86 people. So it outgrew St. Luke's.
Right.
So what we have done, there are a group of us, or I guess there is a group of us, that have come together, and we have been working street ministry for several years. St. Luke's certainly is one of the partners in this group, and Kathy Randall and I represent St. Luke's. But we have Trish Nooner, who is runs the street ministry called Full Circle Ministries out of Lakeview Assembly of God Church. And my goodness, that church does so many things for our homeless group, our under-resourced group. So they're a wonderful partner. Another partner that we have is First United Methodist Church, and their facilities actually has been certified by the Red Cross as an emergency shelter. And so they have been kind enough to partner with us and allow us to have warming shelters there. And I'll tell you a little bit about that, because certainly it looks like we're going to have one come up here pretty quickly.
Right.
Cooperative Christian Ministries and Clinic is another group that is one of our partners and helps. Sales, which is the Spa Independent Living area, and they are another partner. I've just talked with them this morning. We've had as many as, I'd say, 13 to 15 churches that have joined in this ministry as well. Salvation Army is another very critical partner to what we do.
Mm-hmm.
People may not know this, but we have a very large homeless population. Ouachita Behavioral Health and Wellness is another one of our partners. And Boyce Mitchell, who works out of Ouachita Behavioral Health and Wellness, is one of our major caseworkers that works with our folks. I would say that 85% of the people on the street today have some type of mental disorder, mental illness, personality disorder. And of course, that makes it very hard to work with these folks. It's difficult for them to hold jobs, and there's so many challenges that they face on a daily basis. But let's get back to the warming shelter, because those things are going to be relevant very quickly.
Right.
When it gets 25 degrees, we look at opening a warming shelter. Now, I don't know about you all, but if it's 32, it is cold for me. Cold.
Right.
But because of the lack of resources, of a permanent, lack of a permanent shelter, lack of volunteers, we have to have a cutoff temperature, and 25 is where we're going with this. When it gets 25 degrees, we look first, and if it's only going to be one night, then a shelter automatically opens at Lakeview Assembly of God Church across from the mall. Mm-hmm. It's difficult. It's challenging out there because we have to get our homeless neighbors out there. And so what we do is we work with people that allow us the money and whatever for bus tokens, and we're able to have them ride the city bus out there and the city bus back. That doesn't always work. When they're out there on a weekend and need to come back, then we call Hot Springs School District, and we have a partner that is good and pays them, and we're able to get a bus and bring them back in town. If those temperatures are going to drop below that, I mean really in the teens, mm-hmm. and if they're going to be steady for several nights, we open a warming shelter at First United Methodist Church. We do that there because in town it's much easier to get our people there.
Right.
They're within walking distance. So of course we have many more participants when we open at the Methodist Church.
Right.
It is looking like we are, if the predictions hold true, it looks like we'll be open the Thursday before Christmas all the way through Christmas night.
Right.
Of course we're watching the weather and working with our partners to plan and prepare and get ready for those things. When they come into the warming shelter, they sign in. We take their temperature. We're able to provide them with a mask. We get their information, their next of kin. If we can, we try to find out where they are camped.
Mm-hmm.
Different things that would help us in serving them. The Red Cross provides the cots. Right now, the Red Cross is out of blankets, so we have a blanket drive going on. And we're asking for blankets that would be warm for adults sleeping on a cot. We ask for no big, heavy bedspreads. Those just, we can't work with those,
right. But
we do need the blankets. There are three drop-off locations right now. One of them is St. Luke's Church, Episcopal Church, mm-hmm. here on Spring Street. Another one is First United Methodist Church, which is off of Central, and you can drop the blankets there as well in their Family Life Center. I believe it's the Cup Center.
Right.
And another one is Lakeview Assembly of God Church out across from the mall. But we're trying to get the blankets gathered up before we get in this situation where we're really going to need them.
Right.
When they come in the warming shelter and they check in, they're issued a cot. They set those cots up, and that is their space for the duration of the shelter. Mm-hmm. We try to provide them an opportunity for showers. We give them a towel and a washcloth, and when they take their showers, we love to issue them, or give them, we don't issue it, sweatpants, mm-hmm. and a t-shirt. Those are warm and they're clean, and they have their new sweatpants and t-shirt to mm-hmm. sleep in, and it's a comfort to them.
Right.
And of course we provide meals for them while they're there. We try to give them a warm breakfast and a warm dinner, and either if the sun is shining and the temperatures are up during the day, then they will leave and go out by 10 o'clock, and then we'll allow them back in about 4 o'clock. That way they can eat at Jackson House.
Mm-hmm.
There are sometimes when the Salvation Army is cooking at night and they provide the night meals. We have restaurants that provide night meals. And individuals, churches, We have churches that will come down. We have a commercial kitchen there. But we'll have churches that will come in and cook dinner. And we ask that if you're going to volunteer to provide a meal for them, you think about 70 to 80 people.
Right.
We give them snacks during the day. They have snacks and drinks. So we call out to our community when we need those things. We'll have it on Facebook. It'll be on the website for those three churches mm-hmm. that I've mentioned. We'll start sharing it on Facebook, and so it doesn't take long for people to see that. This year, we want to try something new. In the past, we've had an account at St. Luke's, and we've tried not to take a lot of money or have cash or money mm-hmm. at the warming shelter. We have to send, if we have a great need, if we run out of food, run out of blankets or whatever, then we send a volunteer out to get what we need.
Right.
They have to buy them. They have to keep up with the receipt. Then we, of course, reimburse them out of the warming shelter account. This year, we're asking if you want to donate, put whatever you want to donate on a Walmart gift card and make sure that it gets to one of us at the warming shelter. Mm-hmm. If we have a gift card that's worth $100, we can give that to one of our volunteers and they can go and get what we need. They can bring us back the receipt, but they don't have to worry about paying it themselves and right. getting reimbursed. So we're thinking about that, to try that for this year. If people would like to donate and don't want to get out or do any of that, mm-hmm. Certainly there's a way to do that on St. Luke's Episcopal Church webpage. They can go to the menu there, and you'll find a drop-down menu, and it will say warming shelter.
Wow.
And you're able to do that online. And then, of course, that goes into the warming shelter account, and we're able to buy what we need there. The biggest thing we always need is volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, okay, if I volunteer, how long is it, and what do I need to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the volunteer shifts are only 3 hours. That's all.
Right.
We will have a sign-up sheet. It's on the sign-up genie, and you can go to any of our web pages. We'll share it everywhere and sign up for a three-hour shift. Basically, what you're doing, if you come around the meal hours, you'll just be helping to serve the meals, help to clean up the dishes, straighten things up, make sure that we have sodas out
mm-hmm.
For our guests, make sure that they have some snacks available to them. And a lot of it's just talking to our homeless neighbors.
Right.
That is so important, because I'm going to tell you, they feel like no one sees them, and they don't.
Right.
You know, they're kind of what I used to call throwaway folks. You know, we walk by them without making eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they can be a challenge. I know that they may smell bad. I also know that their camps are terrible and cost the city a lot of money to clean them up.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, if you're homeless, where do you go? Where do you put trash? You know, where do you go to the bathroom? I had a lady, a homeless lady who's been on the street for years, came to our shower ministry at St. Luke's, and she asked me, she said, "Miss Sally, where can I go and put up a tent that I'll be safe? Where can I go? There's nowhere anymore." It's just, you know, they don't have a place to go. We work really hard to try to reunite these people with their family. But if they have had addiction problems,
mm-hmm.
you know, if they have personality disorders, you know, their families have done all they can do and they're through.
Right.
And so that's what makes them throwaway people. you know, and they know this. They're not an easy group to deal with at all. And, you know, I've questioned God many times, why in the world, Lord, would you want me in this ministry? You know, there are a lot of other ministries I'd like to be in. But these are your brothers, your sisters, your kids. These are people just like us. And honestly, they deserve a chance. And the only way they're going to get that chance, if they're diagnosed properly, if they're cared for, if someone is there to make sure they're going to take their medicine, if someone gets them into rehab, and that's the hardest thing in the world right now. We can have someone come to us, James, and say, today, I am an alcoholic. I need help. I am ready. It will take us an average of 3 to 6 weeks to get them in a treatment facility. Once they're in a treatment facility, if it's 30 days, they're going to get out, and if they have no support with them, if they have no one holding their hand, if they have no place to go, they're going to go back on the street with their same buddies. And it is, you know, it is just heartbreaking, the lack of real resources that we have to get these folks off the street, get them straightened out, get them a job, and there's no housing. There's nowhere to house it.
Inside the Newsroom is sponsored by Reiser Ford and Lincoln. On the hunt for a new truck or car, stop by 4201 Central Avenue in Hot Springs today or call 501-525-0800 today for all your truck and car needs.
You've been doing this a long time.
Yes.
How many years have you been doing it? Because anytime anybody mentions a warming center around here, they're like, talk to Sally.
Well, I have not been doing it maybe as long as some of these others, but when I retired in 2014, I was a member of St. Luke's, and that's how I got into this ministry. Our former rector was one of the leaders in the homeless ministry here in Hot Springs, C.B. Baker. And he's the one that kind of pulled me into it. So I guess I've been doing this since that time.
Right.
You know, there are others that have worked a lot longer than me and a lot harder. Trish Nooner, like I was telling you, you know, she's been in this a long time. And believe you me, she is on the street with those folks every week. Her team, she has a team that's working constantly, that works with these folks every week, that knows them by name. Janie Smith at Jackson House, and I failed to mention them. They're a great partner for us. So I think I'm just one probably with the biggest mouth. That's why people say that. The other shifts at the warming shelter, it may be registering people. It may be just sitting there and being a presence, a volunteer presence.
Right.
At night, there's not a lot to do. Our folks are asleep, but we try to have at least three volunteers there. We have a state policeman that's there. Our city police is a great partner. And during the day, they patrol just about every hour and come through our shelter. But it's being there and just doing whatever needs to be done. And that's what I wanted to say, I guess, about our shelter,
right,
is please, please consider volunteering.
Yeah. You mentioned the overnights, and that's one thing I was going to ask about. You know, I know it's less of a concern of, you know, anything bad happening. It's just more to have somebody there to to help if they need it.
Well, for example, the city police and the sheriff's office will find somebody in the middle of the night. It's about frozen to death, and they'll bring them in. We have an officer there that is to take care of any problems that we have.
Right.
But we need a volunteer to get that person or persons or family, sometimes it's families, to get them signed in, to get them some sweats so that they're warm, to warm them up, to go in the kitchen and get them some food. So it's things like that that we need somebody there at night,
right,
you know, to help with those issues.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to volunteer, I mean,
right,
you told me how to to sign up, go online and sign up through the church websites. What kind of requirements do y'all have? I mean, obviously, you
right
can't have somebody who's just barely getting around.
That's
because
right
there's stuff that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, you can
right
put somebody in at a book or whatever, but there's more to mm-hmm it than what.
Well, of course, we can't do background checks,
sure,
checks and those things, but we ask that children not be present.
Sure.
If there is a child, I know I had one mother that said, my son is 12, mm-hmm, and he feels like God wants him to come and help a homeless man. I said, if you and your husband are there with him, you can come and we'll let you meet someone and do this and go on. But we would prefer that they be, you know, 18 or above.
Right.
And we certainly want everybody to have an opportunity to volunteer that wants to. But certainly it needs to be someone, you know, who can get around. That's about all we've got.
Right.
Right.
You know, you said your biggest need,
mm-hmm,
other than the volunteers, is blankets.
Right. Right now, we're gathering blankets right now.
You know, what kind of suggestions do you have for a blanket? Like you said, you don't want the mm-hmm big comforters. Are you looking for like a twin size?
A twin or a full.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think about you or I sleeping on a cot, what kind of blanket would we need to go over us?
Right.
Now, we get a lot of those little thin, little bitty throws.
Right.
And honestly, about the only thing those are really good for is a pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And our guys will take those and use them as pillows. But, you know, if they don't have anything, those are fine.
Right.
I mean, they need to be. But that's the kind of blanket, something that's going to be warm.
Right.
To throw over them at night.
Maybe a micro fleece or,
sure,
or you know, something that, mm-hmm, that's going to, you know, take that body heat and
right
redirect it back
not,
at them.
Not expensive
mm-hmm
at by any means. In fact, you know, what we've said is go through your house. If you've got some blankets that are clean, we mm-hmm do ask that they're clean, you know, and then you're not using them, put them to good use.
Right.
You know, give them to us and we'll be able to let one of our homeless neighbors use them. During the warming shelter, when we have a need, for example, when we start, we'll put out a call for sodas.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put out a call for fruit. Now, apples are not really good. And I'll tell you why. Because their teeth, our homeless neighbor's teeth, it's hard for them to eat apples.
Right.
But, Lord, they love those little cuties and bananas and
right
oranges, grapes, you know, the fruit. They don't get that
right
a lot. So those are great. Individually wrapped chips, packages of chips,
mm-hmm,
cookies. We provide them with cookies. Even at night, we'll have those big bags of popcorn, and we'll take a coffee filter and fill it up with popcorn,
mm-hmm,
give that to them, and watch a movie. If we are going to be there on Christmas Eve night, and if the temperatures don't change, it looks like we will be there. We'd like to give every one of them a $5 gift card to McDonald's.
Yeah.
We can always use those. They can eat. They can get a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, these folks love coffee. And another thing, you know, if you're going to donate, bring us a bag of sugar, because we are constantly going to Walmart to buy sugar. They love that sugar.
Right.
Anything that's sweet, you know. They love Dr. Peppers,
mm-hmm.
you know, something that's sweet. So those are just some things that we'll throw out there. We do everything in our power to make sure that everyone is safe, not just our homeless neighbors, but our volunteers as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have the security that's there. But what we are trying to do with these is simply to save lives.
Mm-hmm.
We have lost in the past too many that have frozen to death. We've lost too many people to the elements, to things beyond our control. This is in our control.
Right.
And so we can provide a warm place for them to be.
You know, I know the past couple of years there hasn't been a lot of need for the warming shelter in December.
Right.
You know, we've kind of had a mild December the last several years. But obviously, you know, mm-hmm. last year, you know, we had all that snow and everything that kept y'all busy for a while. I feel that, you know, January and February, we're looking at another,
right,
you know, cold snap coming in. What do y'all do to keep people, you know, keep this in people's minds past Christmas? Because this time of year, everybody's
right.
thinking about that kind of thing.
Right.
Because you've got all the big cities that have them as well.
Right. It is difficult to do, I'll have to tell you. But we take care of our homeless folks all year round. They have a place. They have a place to eat a large meal every day, usually two meals.
Mm-hmm.
There are churches that give snack packs out. I know St. Luke's gives an enormous amount of snack packs out per day. Janie Smith down at Jackson House, Tammy Jones, you know, they feed these folks every day. Salvation Army feeds in the evenings. And we just try to make people aware that these people live on the streets 24/7.
Right.
Our city is one of the best partners that we have. Our city directors, our city manager, they care about these folks. They're like us. What do we do? You know, what do we do?
Wow.
We are trying to find a building that we could remodel, a church that no longer has a congregation meeting there, a warehouse that we could remodel. Certainly we have plans, but building right now is so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
We desperately need to find a building somewhere that we can make a permanent resource center for the homeless, somewhere with showers and washers and dryers, cots and things like that. If we could find a permanent shelter like that, when the temperatures got down to 32, we could bring them in, throw mattresses on the floor, mm-hmm. get them on cots, and they would be able to sleep there. They'd be able to come there, do their clothes. This rain we've had, mm-hmm. I can tell you right now, they are soaked.
Right.
Everything they own is soaked. And we sales over on Hazel Street is the only place I know of that has a washer and dryer that they can go in and wash their and dry their clothes. But we just do our best to give you all, to give the radio stations, anybody, information on what we're doing, you know, for the homeless to make that known. I'll tell you something else, too, that I want to mention.
Mm-hmm.
We have our homeless folks that are, they call it flying a sign. Mm-hmm. And they'll have a piece of cardboard out, and this time of year especially, hungry, need food.
Right.
All right. We ask, do not give them money. There are places everywhere for them to get food. And the, if you give them cash, that is simply enabling them to continue with their habit. And there are resources available for them. It would be better if you had in your car a snack pack, put you in some Vianney sausages and some crackers and juice boxes and different things for them to eat, jerky sticks, those things. You can even put in a washcloth and a little thing of Vaseline. People don't realize it, but they have blisters on their feet all the time. Socks. They constantly need clean, dry socks. And we have Bombas grants. There are two or three of us that have those. And we try to provide all the socks that they would possibly need. But it's better to give them one of those little snack packs than to give them cash. It is very seldom that I'll ever break my rule and give cash.
Right.
And a McDonald's gift card in that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, when we see those signs, especially now at this time of year, it pulls on our heartstrings
right.
more than it does any other time. But remember that food is available. That's the least of their worries is food.
Right.
The least of their worries.
Yeah.
And by the way, we have churches and organizations that give out tents and sleeping bags, gloves, hats, all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 9 times out of 10, if they want something, we can direct them to wherever, we can direct them to a number of churches or organizations that can help them.
Right. Sounds good. Is there anything else that we didn't talk about?
I think that's about it, but if there is an organization or a church or even individuals, we've had individuals that want to supply a breakfast or a dinner, pizzas, whatever, when we open our warming shelter, they can call Trish Nooner at 501-672-6299. Or they can message me on Facebook or go on St. Luke's Episcopal Church homepage, website, and leave us a message, and we will certainly get back in touch with them
okay. If
they want to help in any way. And I would say right now, keep your eyes and ears open, because right now, if the temperatures hold, we'll be opening either Wednesday or Thursday, and we'll be putting out a request for whatever we need.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me to talk about it.
No problem. This has been an episode of Inside the Newsroom from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released every Sunday. Thank you for listening.